A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 7. And the prophet Nathan said to David, David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord of Israel, I anointed you as king over Israel. I delivered you out of the hand of Saul. I gave thee thy master's house, thy master's wives into thy bosom, and I gave thee the house of Israel and Judah. If that had been too little, I would have given thee such and such. Why hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do this evil? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife. You have slain him by the sword of Ammon. This portion from God's holy word, dear listening friend, is a very stirring portion where God, speaking through his prophet, says to David the king, David, you are the man. I don't know if you have a friend like that in your life who can tell you things from God, or a pastor, or if you have the Holy Spirit within you that speaks like this. But when David fell into that grievous sin, God sent a prophet to him, a man through whom God could speak. This was truly God working, because wherever God works, sin is exposed. We cover sin, don't we? Adam and Eve blamed one another. Adam said, Lord, it was the wife you gave me. Eve blamed the devil, the serpent. But where God works, there is conviction and specific pointedness of sin. And when Nathan spoke to King David, oh, he realized all of a sudden it was the voice of God. David, you are the man. And that caused him, in Psalm 51, to cry, I have sinned, O God. Be merciful to me. O dear listening friend, as you go through today, may you hear the voice of God like David did. Thank you.